This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. The Health News Digest on the Bigger Picture. BFM 89.9.
It's Sina Camilla alongside Tisha Ik for our fifth installment of our Common Concerns segment, where you, our listeners, get to ask health questions that we then help find the answers to with some help from our experts.
No case is too trivial, starting with this one.
Is it dangerous to swim when it rains?
Yes, so this question comes up a lot, and there are two concerns from listeners. Number one, does it make you sick? And number two, is it dangerous when there's lightning? So firstly, rain cannot make you sick. Bacteria and viruses do. However, cold temperatures can weaken the immune system, and scientists from Yale University recently studied why rhinoviruses plague humans at low temperatures. And they found that below 33 degrees Celsius, the immune cells mount a weaker response, allowing rhinoviruses to invade them and multiply. And rhinoviruses are, of course, one of the common viruses that cause the cold. So swimming in the rain may expose you to prolonged lower temperatures, and then therefore that could increase your risk of getting sick. Now, the lightning issue. If you're swimming in a swimming pool, yes, there is a risk, surprisingly. Mm. Swimming pools are connected to a much larger surface area via underground water pipes, gas lines, electric and telephone wiring, etc. So lightning strikes to the ground anywhere on this metallic network may induce shocks in the swimming pool itself. And even metallic objects near the pool like bleachers or lifeguard chairs that aren't grounded could serve as a conduit for the electricity. So as for ocean swimming, you should get out of the water right away if you hear thunder, see lightning, or experience strong winds. Learn the meaning of colored safety flags used at the beach and obey all warnings. And an additional caution is that water is more likely to be polluted after a rainstorm. So don't swim in the ocean, lakes, or rivers after heavy rain. And I just like to leave the listeners with a piece of message. Or for lightning safety, if you can see it, flee it. If you can hear it, clear it.
Always with those punchlines.
And our second question is honey. Honey has a long medicinal history, but is it an effective home remedy?
It depends on what it is used for. It is now actually recommended first for a cough in a new antibiotic prescription proposal by the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence and Public Health England. Most coughs are actually caused by viruses, so it cannot be treated by antibiotics anyway. Nonetheless, honey is known to exhibit antibacterial activity useful against many bacterial infections, including Salmonella, E. coli, and H. pylori. A hot drink with honey, often with lemon and or ginger, is a well-known home remedy for coughs and sore throats. So yes, if you are trying to treat a cough or a sore throat, honey can be an effective remedy. However, honey is not recommended for children under the age of one because it can cause infant botulism, which is a potential fatal illness caused by toxins produced by bacteria sometimes found in honey. And because children under the age of one do not have a strong immune system, so you're putting them at risk. Other therapeutic uses of honey have been studied as well, including topical application of honey on certain injuries such as genital lesions, superficial skin burns, and post-operative wounds, all to some level of effectiveness. But that is not to say that honey is a miracle cure-all drug to all your health problems.
I sense a trend in our shows last week as well as this week. Just everything in moderation, right?
Exactly.
If you have a health question that you'd like us to tackle next week, write to us at biggerpicture@bfm.my or tweet us at BFM Radio. You can also send us a message via our Facebook page. Just look for us under BFM The Bigger Picture. We'll go through all the published papers and speak to all the necessary experts to get you your answers.
That's all we have this hour. If you missed any part of the show, you can download the podcasts from our BFM app. We are on a break for the next two Mondays for the Agong's birthday and for Malaysia Day. So we'll be back at the end of the month for another edition of Health News Digest. Till then, I'm Tina Camilla.
Tisha Ik.
On BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.